colonialism is still really strong in Australia, and it's going to be a long, long time before Aboriginals get what they deserve, which is their own land.
And I'm pretty sure there is an ANC group in Australia, isn't there, about the blacks in South Africa, a political group. Are they getting in touch with the Aborigines as well? Like, are they supporting them, or are Aboriginals approaching them for help, or, you know?
It's like most things. When you're really down and you're being trodden on, you do look for pretty much anybody for support that's prepared to, you know, give you a hand and help you get back up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way it is in Australia with the Aboriginal race at the moment. Even though they have got lots of total disrespect for the white person, which is totally understandable at the same time, but sometime, sooner or later, they're going to have to realise that there are people that support that cause, and that do hate the white system as much as the blacks do, you know, white people that hate the system. Whites don't get a great deal, but you can see why, you know, it's understandable. And as far as the black solidarity goes, yeah, there is quite a big ANC situation in Sydney where lots of Africans and ethnic groups have sort of gaining force now throughout Australia, and they've got lots of radio happening and lots of their own fight back sort of material happening, and the support throughout black races, but it still tends to unite Europeans or tends to unite Africans, but for some reason Aboriginals do tend to be isolated. They tend to be left out a lot of their I tend to think that they're sort of looked on as like animals in a zoo sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, it's great to go and stare and look at them and say, wow, aren't they fantastic and aren't they beautiful and isn't this the most amazing race you've ever seen, when they're in their own environment. And look at that black bastard, look how drunk he is, how can you ask us to support him, and what you know, what the hell do we want to support those people for when you're talking about the inner city, you know? It's a contrast of two completely different sets of people, really, between the inner city Kuas and the Kuas that are still struggling for their independence in the bush.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, as the world gets smaller and the world's eyes are cast more upon Australia,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be more justice and more land rights given to them, which is slowly happening now. The Labor government is the best of a sad bunch in politics in Australia. The Liberals are much, much worse, and they're very, very close to being elected next year. But so far, there are a few land rights here, a few land rights there. They're giving some land back up north, up the Northern Territory, where they're giving Kuas self-determination. But it's such a small part of their land, and it's also contaminated with radioactivity, lots of it. From where in the 50s when the British tested their bombs on Aboriginal land.
Mm-hmm.
Sicko.
Yeah. Okay, also da ist, es gibt Solidarität in Australien, vor allem in der Stadt. Ich will jetzt nicht gerade sagen viel, aber einige Weise setzen sich ein, gehen an Demonstrationen. Von den Studenten hat es einen Teil Solidarität. ANC hat eine Gruppierung dort unten. Sie arbeiten aber nicht unbedingt zusammen mit den Aborigines. Von der Demokratischen Partei haben sie auch Unterstützung. Wie weit das geht, ist halt ein bisschen fragwürdig. Ja, das wäre es etwa. Wir gehen jetzt mal ins nächste Stück. Von der Yotu Yindi. Das ist eine Aborigine-Band. Wir sind da. Wir versuchen gerade das Thema rein zu tun. Es klappt in den wenigsten Minuten. Wir haben am Schluss gerade noch über Landrecht geredet. Und der Song, der jetzt kommt, heisst Treaty Now von Yotu Yindi, der über das Landrecht ist.
I was in bed around about 4 o'clock, I think, and when I was woke up, it was the hearing the sound of many feet or horses galloping up the doodle up the stairs. When I come to properly, there was all the police in my bedroom, and I got much of a shock. I fell off the bed from it. I said, "I'm on my own," and this blonde-headed police lady kept saying, "Oh, be quiet now. Sit down and be calm." I said, "How dare you tell me to sit down in my own house and be calm?" I said, "Well, I got all you men in my place standing here, full uniform, a bulletproof vest, a headgear on like a Gestapo wear, batons in their hand and carrying guns."
Ja, das ist morgen Joyce Morgan gsi, wo darüber geredet hat, wie sie Tactical Response Group erlebt hat, wo sie ihr Haus eingebrochen sind. Das war ein Raid, den sie in Redfern gemacht haben. Also, wo sie einfach in die Häuser einbrechen und die Leute drangsalieren und schikanieren und versuchen, gestohlene Sachen zu finden und irgendwelche Gründe zu finden, eben die Kuris festzunehmen. So, what is the Tactical Response Group and why is it infamous for?
What is the Tactical Response Group? You'd get different answers to that, I suppose, whoever you asked.
Give me yours.
Okay. They're basically as close as you'd get to the front line of a police army. They're sort of the first in boys, you know, the big leather cap macho boys, leather boot, big axe wielding sort of maniacs whose heroes are the SAS from England. I think that's the Special Air Service or something, the ones who are always in first, you know, where it counts. The Tactical Response Group, once again, I stress that because Australia is so isolated, to get seen and to get any sort of respect, they like to do things a little bit crazy, you know, they like to be do things a little bit more extreme than maybe they would be done anywhere else in the world, I would imagine. They're not unlike the SAS or the KGB, or I'm sure Switzerland's got its own frontline police army that they're always in there first. I don't know who that is. Is there one?
Can't remember the name.
No. I'm sure there's one, but anyway.
Where we das, wie wir das auf Deutsch übersetzen, Tactical Response Group.
Any ideas?
No. Also,
anyway,
no.
Well, I'm sure there is one, but because Switzerland's so nice and neat, nobody knows about it. But anyway, I'm sure we'll see them when we get evicted from our house in a couple of weeks. Yeah, so the TRG decided upon their own will a year and a half ago, to raid Redfern, which isn't the first time and hasn't been the last since then. In the middle of Redfern are two huge tower blocks. They're owned by TNT, and TNT is the largest fascist multinational that Australia's got. It's run by Holmes & Court, and it's got heaps of big millionaire knobs who have cameras up on top of the building and satellite stations up there to keep an eye on Redfern. One of the big things the City of Sydney want to do, sorry, Sir Peter Abels,
yeah.
Not Holmes & Court, that's the press Nazi, media Nazi. Sir Peter Abels owns TNT, and he basically wants to yuppify Redfern. He wants to buy out Redfern and get all the Aboriginals moved on. So he's installed cameras on top of the TNT buildings that are right in the middle of where the most of the Aboriginals live in the city. And upon inspection through his cameras one day, he justified to the Sydney police that they should do a raid on Redfern. So 3 o'clock one morning, a year and a half ago, over 150 tactical response unit men and women broke into Everleigh Street, which is the main street running through Redfern, and arrested 123 Koori people. Hardly any of these were known activists. Not only was the raid condemned throughout Australia, but the most ludicrous thing about it was that they arrested, or they charged, one person on having a stereo without a receipt. I don't know how many people keep their receipts when they buy things anymore, but because this one guy who they didn't like didn't have a receipt for the stereo in his bedroom, they charged him for it. They found one knife as well in one house, which, you know, is pretty pathetic. But that was the TRG job well done a year and a half ago. Since then, they've broken into a suspected drug dealer's house in another part of the city, but still the inner city where lots of freaks live, and blew his face away with a shotgun. That man's name was David Brennan, and he's his old man, or his father, used to be a big drug dealer in Sydney and have lots of doings with the TRG. His son's house was broken into and had his face blown away with a sawn-off shotgun. Just another example of the TRG's activities in Sydney. There'll be lots more. They're looking into the case for the TRG, whether they should be finished up. Some people are saying that they're going to be closed down, but we'll see. I think unless the TRG actually do many more of these raids, they'll just carry on for a few years, maybe under a different name. But the Tactical Response Group are Nazis in uniform, basically.
Yeah, thanks. Die nächste Gruppe, die wir gehört, sind die Warumpi Band, Gotta Be Strong, und nachdem Redneck Town von den Repeat Offenders. Die erste Band ist eine Koori Band, die zweite Band ist eine weisse Band aus Sydney.
Do you want to finish?
Der Fred Nihlis von Sydney, wo er heißt Mother Earth.
Right now I'm putting some fuses into these bombs here, which are I can't think of the name right now for some reason. Napalm bombs, okay.
digging and filling the holes in the body with the shit no one wants. Rev your Mother Earth, all for some capitalist pleasure. You're digging up Mother Earth, you're dumping your Mother Earth, you're spewing and churning your Mother Earth. What the fuck is it worth? You're digging up Mother Earth, you're dumping your Mother Earth, you're spewing and churning your Mother Earth. What the fuck is it worth?
The world is a healthy place. Up with buck and a smile for carny face. Tell me that I could be working too. This is a song for me to you.